Hallelujah. In the name of Christ, we continue our topic on virtues of counselors.
奉主耶稣基督圣名，我们继续我们的题目，也就是辅导者的美德。
So before we go into that topic, let me ask you guys a couple of questions.
在我们在探讨这个问题之前呢，我们就先来问几个问题。
The first question is, should Christian, right, go to seek counselor outside of the church?
第一个问题就是身为基督徒，我们是否可以去外面来寻找辅导我们的人。
So if one of our brothers and sisters mentally ill in that sense or have some kind of difficulty or situation, should we encourage them to go out and seek for help from outside therapists?
比如说我们认识有弟兄姐妹在于精神上有疾病，那我们是否应该来鼓励他们去在外面寻找有来辅导他们的人。
Anyone?
没有人。
Yes, ha.
So, ha 的回答就是，如果此种疾病是有关于他们身体上的就是生理上的一些问题的话。
So let's not even get to the second part, that is medication, right? Let's just stay with the first part, that is just mental help, right? Just mental help.
所以我们不要再还不要去提到有关于服药这方面的问题，我们先来讲看看，就是有关于他们这个就是在于这个就是精神上的一些问题。
So should you and I seek for therapy when we have difficulties in our lives?
也就是说，如果说我们在生活上有些问题的话，我们是否应该来寻找一些外来的帮助
？Uncle Sam. OK.
Okay. 所以我的个人的建议就是说这个是看于个人，但是有要看说这个人是不是在于这个基督这个话语上有所基础，然后最好是寻找一些基督徒的辅导者。
So Uncle Sam, you're saying case by case, right? Even then, if you go out and seek for counselors, you must seek for a Christian counselor.
所以再重回答再讲一次，就是这个看于个人的个案的一些来按照这个个案来看，然而就是在出去外面寻找辅导者的时候，就最好是找是基督徒。
So how many of us would say no, we should not go out and seek counseling outside the church? Raise your hands.
在此如果说认为不应该去外面找辅导者的人就举手。
So, and then the rest of you say it's okay to go out and seek from counseling outside the church.
那其他人是不是就对此觉得说可以去外面寻找辅导专家？
Actually, when we really think deep into this kind of situation,
但是如果说我们仔细的更深入来探讨的话，
it is true, actually, when we have some kind of difficulties, if we know the situation, right, if we know the background of the situation, then most of the time, even you go out there to seek,For in the counseling, it's not going to be helpful.
如果说我们知道这个问题的根本的话，这个问题的缘由的话，那其实我们要了解，去外面找辅导专家，也并不会有多大的帮助。
So the first thing we should do when we have this kind of difficulty, we should seek for a minister or pastor inside the church.
首先，如果说我们有这方面的问题的话，我们应该来寻找教会的一些长职跟传道。
And this is the best way.
这是最佳的方法。
If we cannot find pastor minister, then we should seek for our brothers and sisters for counseling.
然而，如果我们不能够在教会找到传道长子来帮助的话，我们也可以去寻找弟兄姐妹。
And like Sister Ha mentioned earlier, actually sometimes some of our problems, it's more of a physiological problem. This means actually maybe we need to have medication to be medicated to be able to help with our mental problem.
比如说像他刚才所谈到，就是这有些我们在精神上的疾病是由于我们的生理身体上的一些关系，因此要借由药物来控制。
So the question is it okay for us as Christian to take medication for mental health?
那另外一个从此而得到的一个问题就是，身为基督徒，我们是否应该去借由药物来控制我们这个精神上的一些问题。
So if those of us say yes, please raise your hands.
一些认为说可以的，请举手。
Okay, then okay. So yes, depend on your faith, right?
其实这个跟你的就是信心是有很大的关系的。
See, and that is very true.
这也是的确是这样
子。If we are counselor, for example, we working as a counselor in church.
比如说身为在教会的辅导专家。
If a brother and sister say, "Oh, I need medication, right, to really to make me feel better."
如果有弟兄姐妹来跟我说，我必须要借由某些药物来让我感到比较舒服一点。
Of course, we can encourage them.
的确，我们可以来就是勉励他们。
Not to take medication.
勉励他们不要去服这些药物。
But at the same time, we must look at their faith.
但同样的，我们要来就是观看他们的信心。
Just like when we are physically sick, right? If we, you know, if we have a migraine, we have a headache, then it depends. You want to take medication or not?
比如说我们如果有偏头痛的话，那我们是否应该去寻找药物的帮助呢？这个也要看个人而立而看。
But the main point is that every brother and sister doesn't matter where they go seek for help from our pastor, deacons, deaconess, but they should always glorify the name of God.
但是不管怎么样，如果有弟兄姐妹来寻找长职传道的帮助的话，他们都应该以神的名的荣耀为主。
If we go out and seek therapy outside the church,
如果说他们去外面寻找一些辅导一些治疗的话，
it just happened if that therapist is very good and be able to help us, we praise and thank God.
如果那位辅导专家的确能够在这方面帮助到我们的话，我们也感谢赞
美神。If they take that medication,
如果说他们必须要去服某些药物的话，
and that medication happened to help us, then we praise and thank God.
那这些药物也来帮助，也能够来帮助我们，我们也感谢赞美神。
In other words, we always, no matter what where we go to seek for help, we always should be able to know that God is behind everything.
也就是不管怎么样，不管帮助是从哪个地方嘛，哪个方面过来，我们都要知道，都是要感谢神。
I remember when my adopted dad was sick.
我记得我的养父他生病的时候，
and there's many doctors, many specialists came to see him.
有很多在这方面的专家都来访问他。
Because during that time it was so hard to believe that he has 25 pounds tumor in his stomach.
很难想象的就是那个时候他在他的身体里面竟然长了25英镑重的瘤。
So my mother keeps saying, "Wow, this doctor is great. That doctor is great."
那我的养母就会一直感叹说，这位医生是那么好，那位医生是这么的好。
And the time was very difficult for her to see that God was behind everything.
其实那个时候很难让她看出来，神其实是在后面在动工。
Not until the time that the doctor came into my father's room and said to him, "Mr. Mantir, you have only a couple of weeks to live."
直到说有一天有某位医生跑到我父亲的病房里面跟他说，Mantia 先生，你只有几天可以活了。
Then she realized, actually, even though there's many great doctors, but they cannot save his life.
虽然说有那么多就是非常非常强的专家，但是没有人能够救活他。
So the same thing in our lives.
同样在我们生活当中。
Yes, we have brothers and sisters can help us.
的确的，有弟兄姐妹能够来帮助我们。
But the best person to go to is our Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
但是我们真正能够去找到得到帮助的地方，就是从我们主耶稣那边。
Remember Mary and Martha.
记得玛利亚跟马大。
They had a brother Lazarus.
他们有一位兄弟拉撒路。
And for sure the family was wealthy.
的确的，这家庭看起来是相当的富有。
Why? Because Jesus is always at their house eating.
因为主耶稣那个时候都常常在他们家里面享用他们的
餐点。Not only that,
Lazarus
have his own tomb that they put him in.
不止如此， 拉撒路那个时候竟然有他自己的坟墓，可以让他去享受安息。
And then Mary bought a pint of very costly oil that cost one year's wage.
另外一方面就是玛利亚也能够有那个能力来购买一瓶一年工价的香膏。
But when Lazarus was sick,
但当拉撒路那个时候生病
，I'm sure they can go to call many doctors.
那时候他们可能可以去招呼任何他们想要招呼的医生。
But they knew the best person to call upon was our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他们知道说他们能够找到最好的医生就是主耶稣基督。
So even though yes, we talk about counselors and counseling.
的确的，我们在这边谈到一些辅导专家或辅导方面的主题。
But don't forget our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one can be able to heal us and all different kind of aspect of life.
但是不要忘记的就是主耶稣是唯一能够在这方面完完全全的帮助我们的。
So, but for our brothers and sisters, sometimes we are more weak in faith.
身为弟兄姐妹，我们有时候信心蛮软弱。
We cannot see our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们没有办法看到主耶稣基督。
And that's the time we need one another.
也就是因为如此，那个时候我们更是需要彼此。
So that's why as counselors.
所以身为辅导专家，
we must be filled with the image and likeness of God.
我们必须要被神的形象来充满。
If we ourselves are not close to God, there's no way we can help those who are far away from God.
如果说我们自己跟神都一点都不接近的话，那我们如何能够让别人来亲近主耶稣？
And as counselor, we need to be expert in warfare.
那身为辅导专家，我们必须要是在于战争上的专家。
And any war, we have an enemy.
在每一场征战当中呢，我们都有明确的敌人。
That enemy is Satan.
这位敌人将会是撒旦。
And any war, we need a goal. Why are we going into this war? Why are we doing counseling?
在每场征战的时候，我们都有应该有非常明确的目的，也就是我们要为什么要进入这场辅导。
So we know in Acts chapter 26 verse 18.
在使徒行传26章18节里面谈到。
So God told Paul that turn people from darkness to light.
神跟保罗说要把人从黑暗当中带出来进入光明。
From the hand of Satan to the hand of God.
把他们从撒旦手中抢出来，让他们回到神的手中。
From sin to the forgiveness of sin.
从罪恶当中进入就是罪的悔改。
And this is also our goal.
这也是我们的
目标。We need to bring people back to the light. That light is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们必须要把人带回来到光明，那光明就是主耶稣基督。
Because only through that light that people be able to know and see themselves very clearly.
因为只有借由这光明，才能够使人能够看清楚他们自己。
And we also must know our weapons.
我们也要了解我们的武器。
We're not fighting against flesh and blood.
我们不是与血肉征战。
But against principality powers.
然而，我们是与天空中掌权的黑暗势力来征战。
Against the ruler of darkness.
跟黑暗里面掌权的来征战。
So because of this, we cannot use fleshly weapon to fight against the thing that is spiritual.
也就是因此，我们不能够使用属肉的武器来与这位就是属灵的敌人来征战。
So that's why we need to be filled with the words of God.
也是因此，我们必须要被神的话语来充满。
Only the word of God can sanctify us.
只有神的话语才能够洁净我们。
And separate us from the peoples in the world.
把我们从这世界的人民当中分别出来为圣。
If we talk like Christ.
如果说我们讲话有如基督一
般， If we walk with Christ,
如果说我们与基督来行走，
then when we counsel our brother and sister, we would do exactly the same thing.
那这样子我们来辅导弟兄姐妹的时候，我们也会做有如主耶稣做那个时候一样。
And the reason we should be filled with the words of God,
而我们应该被神的话语来充满的原因，
because the word of God can pierce people's heart.
因为神的话语能够穿透人的心。
It doesn't matter how eloquent we are.
不管说我们的口才有多么的好。
And doesn't matter how knowledgeable we are.
不管说我们的知识有多么的多。
When we're dealing with people's soul.
但每当我们要来就是面对人的灵魂的问题的
时候， And only the word of God can really truly uplift them.
只有神的话语才能够的的确确的把他们的灵魂给、就拯救。
You know, sometimes we talk to people、
有时候我们在与他人谈话的时候，
we can tell them what they want to hear.
我们能够讲出他们想要听的。
Maybe for that moment they feel really good about themselves.
的确的，那个时候他们对于他们自己就会感到很高兴。
But on the end will not restore their spiritual life toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是最后、他们的灵魂不会因此而被拯救。
And sometimes we always have that difficulty. Should we just tell them, make them feel good, or we tell them the truth?
也就是因此我们常处于两难当中，也就是我们要是否来让他们感到、对他们自己感到很高兴，还是让他们知道说他们所做错的是哪里。
And the truth always hurt.
而这个真理通常都会让
人感到痛苦。 But that hurt we know is only for a moment.
但是这种痛苦也只是短暂。
But lies or something that is not truthful maybe make us feel good for that moment, but later on we will continue to suffer.
然而谎言可能能够让我们得到一时的快感，但是之后会让我们、就是得到、痛苦。
Earlier we mentioned about Peter, how he counseled Simon the sorcerer.
就好像之前我们谈到彼得如何去辅导这行邪术的西门。
Can you imagine that Peter did not say what he said to Simon?
试想，如果那时候彼得并没有对西门说他该说的话，
then maybe he thought it was okay to use money to buy the gift of the Holy Spirit.
或者这位西门会因此而觉得可以用钱来买、圣灵的恩赐。
Then for sure, this new believer Simon the sorcerer will not have the right concept, you know, in believing Jesus.
也就因此，这位新的信徒。西门就不会对神有正确的观念。
So we must use the word of God.
所以我们必须要用神的话语。
And another reason why we need to be filled with the word of God because we will have victory over Satan.
另外一方面我们为什么要有神的话语的原因是我们能够因此而战胜撒旦。
You can see when Satan came to tempt our Lord Jesus Christ.
就好像那时、撒旦来试探主耶稣基督的时候，
Our Lord Jesus Christ used the word of God to go against all the temptations.
我们也看到说主耶稣基督利用神的话语来、战胜魔鬼。
We know the word of God is very powerful.
我们也知道神的话语是多么的有力量。
But we must have the faith to put into practice.
但是我们必须要有那个、信心来把它实践于我们生活当中。
Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6.
我们看看以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章。
If we want to be a good counselor,
如果说我们要成为一位很好的辅导人员的话，
we must be able to put the whole armor of God.
我们必须要、披戴整个、整件、神的、军装。
And this whole armor of God is the word of God.
这神的军装
is the whole armor of God is the word of God.
这全副军装其实就代表神的话语。
If you read chapter 6 verse 14,
第六章第十四节，
Stand therefore having girded your waist with truth.
所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子，要束腰。
Of course, we know truth is the word of God.
我们也都知道，真理就是神的话语。
And put on the breastplate of righteousness.
用公义当作护心镜。
How can we become righteous?
我们要如何成为义人？
By being sanctified by the word of God.
我们必须要被神的话语来洁净。
Then verse 15.
第十五节，
And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋。
What is the gospel of peace?
平安的福音所代表是什么呢？
That is the word of God.
也就是神的话。
And in verse 16.
第十六节，
Above all, take the shield of faith which will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one.
此外又用又拿着信德当作藤牌，可面尽那恶者一切的火箭。
And how can we put on the shield of faith?
我们要如何才能够、穿戴这、藤牌呢？
In Romans chapter 10,
罗马书第十章，
It said, faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God.
这个信心是由、听道理而来。
So in other words, if we want to put on the shield of faith, we must be filled with the word of God.
也就是因为如此，如果说我们要穿戴着藤牌的话，我们必须要、被神的话语来充满。
Then verse 17,
第十七节，
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑。
So in other words, from our feet all the way to our head, we need to be filled with the word of God.
从此而知，从头到脚，我们都是必须要被神的话语来充满。
You know, one time I experienced this.
有一次我就是感受到这一点。
So one night when I was at Garden Grove Church.
有一天晚上我在延陵教会的时候。
As we turn back from studying this particular chapter.
那个时候我是在学习完这章节以后回到。
And I was thinking to myself, why that the whole arm of God is the Word of God.
我那个时候自己在想说，为什么神的全副军装就代表神的话语？
Why the Word of God is so powerful?
为什么神的话语是那么的有力量？
And then I was sleeping.
那时候我又开始在睡觉。
Then while I was sleeping, Satan showed up right and below my feet.
我在睡觉的时候，撒旦就在我脚那边出现了。
And near time, he wanted to fight with me.
那时候他要跟我打仗。
And most of the time, I just cast him out in the name of Jesus.
那常常我遇到这种情况，我就是以主耶稣基督的名来赶走撒旦。
But this time I heard a voice in my mind.
那时候我在我的心中就有听到这样子。
Do not cast it out.
不要把它赶走。
Just meditate on the word of God.
就是心中想着神的话语。
So during the time as I was meditating the word of God, I felt the word of God came through my head.
那时候当我在心中在想神的话语的时候，我可以感觉到说神的话语从我头这样子上下来。
Then my body started to be filled with the word of God.
那我心我全身就被神的话语来充满。
And as my being began to be filled with the word of God, and I look at Satan was all shaken and was very scared.
那当我被神的话语来充满的时候，我又观看那撒旦，我看到说撒旦开始在发抖。
Then I realize.
然后我就知道。
That's why the word of God is so powerful.
这为何神的话语是那么
的力量？ Because when we equip ourselves with the word of God,
因为每当我们把穿戴神的话语的时候，
Satan has no room to deceive us.
撒旦没有那个能力来欺骗我们。
Because the word of God is God Himself.
因为神的话语也就是神本身。
That's why in John chapter 1 verse 1,
也就是因此，
在约翰福音第一章第一节， was the word.
起初有道。
And the word was with God. And the word was God.
道也就是神。
So that's why when we fill with God's word, this means we are filled with Jesus Himself.
如果说我们被神的话语来充满的话，其实就是被主耶稣基督来充满。
So no wonder Satan cannot overcome us if we fill with God's word.
就是因此撒旦没有能够来战胜我们，因为如果说我们能够被神的话语来充满的话。
I remember when I, first came to know Jesus Christ.
记得我刚开始来信主耶稣的
时候。And a lot of clients that I saw, they are very psychotic.
我看到我很多一些我病人，他们看起来好像都是精神有问题。
They are very crazy, right? They are very crazy.
他们好像很疯狂癫狂。
Because I have one client that he used to be a cannibal. Right?
我其实有一个病人，他那个时候其实是一个吃人魔。
This means he ate people before.
也就是他以前吃过人。
And he shared with me that he pickled like two people, and then he took them 2 years to eat them, right?
他跟我们说，他把两个人给他腌制起来，然后花了两年的时间吃了他们。
And one lady, she thought she was Bruce. She told me she was Bruce Lee.
那有一位女士跟我说，她就是李小龙。
Actually, most of the time when I do counsel with them, I always leave the door open.
那常常我在跟他们在做辅导的时候，我都把这个房间的门给弄开着。
Especially that guy who the cannibal guy.
尤其是那位吃人魔。
Actually, he can stare you for 1 hour without blinking.
他可以就是一直瞪着你看，然后眼睛一眨也不眨的过一个小时。
When he walk into our office, everybody is so afraid of him.
每当他进到我们的办公室的时候，每个人都可以都对他
感到很害怕。Because his eyes are not normal.
因为他的眼睛是非常不
正常。If he look at you, just pierce right through you.
当他看你的时候，你就觉得他好像已经看透。
I remember one time one of the worker went to his house to visit him.
我记得有一次有我有一个同事到他的家里去访问他。
And she was a Christian also.
他本身也是基督徒。
The minute she opened his door and she looked at his eyes, she just ran out because he looked so evil right during that time.
进去他房子里面看到他的时候，这位同事马上掉头就跑，因为他的眼睛看起来就是多么的邪恶。
Came to know Jesus Christ.
但是当我来认识主耶稣
的时候，Of course I had to be very careful.
的确的，我也要感到非常的小心。
But the spirit inside of me did not, did not allow me to fear him.
但是在我心中的灵就不让我感到这股
害怕。I remember one time I had to go to court against him.
有一次我要到法院里面去就是就做作证。
I had to go to court to testify against him. Yeah, because he's not fit to live in society.
因为这个人不能够就是生活与人生活在一起。
So when I went on the stand to testify,
所以我就在这个作证的这人的地方就为他就在作证。
And I can feel his two evil eyes looking at me, right?
然后我就可以看到说他两股邪恶的眼睛。眼神在看着我。
Actually, most of the time, actually, anyone would be very afraid.
那每次我在有很多人在看他的时候，就感到很害怕。
But that I just feel that actually God is with me.
但是那个时候我就可以感到说神与我同在。
The most surprising thing is that after I testify against him.
但是最让我惊讶的一点就是，在我作证完了以后。
Then when I walk outside the court.
然后我就出去到法庭外。
He walked towards me.
然后他就就向我走了过来。
I was thinking, oh, he probably wanted to hurt me or something.
我那时候就想说，他是不是要来伤害我
？Because the previous therapist, he threatened to burn their house, their family, and everything, right?
因为之前的辅导专家，他竟然恐吓他们说，他之后要烧了他全家跟他全家里面的人。
But when he walked toward me,
但当他向我走过来的时候
，and strange, he said, thank you.
很奇怪的，他跟我说谢谢。
I have no idea. I thought he was being sarcastic, like "Thank you, I will kill you later," right? Something like that, you know?
那个时候，他跟我讲的时候，我就觉得他是不是在讽刺，有用讽刺的口气来跟我讲话？是不是他就是要说谢谢你，等一下我就杀了你
？But during the time, in my spirit, I felt that he was sincere.
但是在我的心灵，灵里面感到说他其实是非常的真诚的。
When we have the word of God inside of us,
也就是。如果说我们有神的话
and the Spirit of God inside of us,
神的灵在我们里面的话
we would never ever be afraid.
我们不会害怕的。
Why? Because how can, if the Word of God is God Himself, how can we fear? We cannot.
因为如果说神的话也就是神本身的话，这样子我们为什么会感到害怕呢？
The next one, we need to be filled with the Spirit of God.
另外一点就是我们要被神的灵来充满。
If we only read the Bible,
如果说我们只有来念圣经的
话 and we feel with God's word.
我们被神的灵来被神的话语来充满。
And if we don't pray to God,
如果说我们跟神来祷告的话
then we have no idea how to use the word of God.
我们不知道要如何来运用神的话语。
Even though this is not the best example, I always think about, in Star Wars.
这虽然不是一个最好的例子，但是我又想到这个星际大战的这个。场景
The Jedi Warrior, right?
这个里面的武士。
What is their weapon they use?
他们用的武器是什么呢
？The lightsaber, right?
是有一种光的剑。
If you're not a Jedi Warrior, you cannot use a lightsaber.
如果说你不是这种武士的话，你不能够用这种武器。
So in other words, if we are Christian,
也就是因此，如果说我们是基督徒的话
，we fill with God's word.
我们被神的话语来充
满。And we don't have the Spirit of God fill inside of us.
我们如果说心里没有这个神的灵的话。
So what happened when we use the word of God?
那我们要来用这个神的话语的话。
We not only hurt ourselves.
我们可能会伤害到我们自己。
But we also hurt the one we are counseling.
我们也可能因此而伤害到说我们要去辅导的人。
Why? Because when we use the word of God, is that when we use the word of God, we don't use it correctly. We don't divide it rightly.
因为我们在用神的话语的时候，我们并不是以正确的方法来使用。
That's why, in Ephesians chapter 6, on the end it said the word, it said that the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. The sword of the Spirit.
也就是
verse 17, right? Verse 17.
第十七节里面谈到就是圣灵的宝剑就是神的道。
So in other words, for the sword to be able toFor those spirit to use the sword, we must have the word of God.
如果说我们要来利用这圣灵的宝剑的话，必须要有神的道。
If we have the word of God without being filled with the Holy Spirit, the sword cannot be used by anyone.
那如果说我们拥有这圣灵的宝剑，但是没有神的道的话，我们就没有办法 这个力量来使用这圣灵的宝剑。
You know, have you experienced to talk to someone who is gifted in counseling?
你有没有试着去跟一个就是很有口才的辅导专家
来谈话呢？ They are filled with God's word and filled with God's spirit.
如果说他们拥有神的话语跟神的灵的充满
的话。When we speak to them, really, when they speak their words toward us.
如果说他们真的利用神的话语来跟我们讲话的话。
It's the word that they speak is so smooth, right?
他们所讲的道理是多么的灵畅。
It's just like butter, right?
就好像奶油一般。
Go inside the deepest part of our soul.
然后就会渗透住到我们就是灵魂里面的最深处。
You just feel about this person.No, they know how to counsel a person.
那我们就可以感觉到说，这个人真的的确知道如何来辅导人。
It doesn't mean they are gifted in speaking.
并不是说他们在口才方面是多么的有恩赐。
But the spirit of God dwells inside of them.
但是神的灵在他们里面。
And the word of God dwells inside of them.
神的道理也在他们里面。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
就如我们主耶稣基督。
We know the Bible describes him to be pretty ugly looking.
圣经里面。谈到他的时候，他的外表是多么的就是不好看。
But why so many people follow him?
那为什么有那么多人来跟随他呢？
Even the soldier that was sent by the high priest go arrested our Lord Jesus Christ, they came back empty-handed.
就有那些被大祭司所差派的那些士兵来逮捕主耶稣的时候，他们又空手而回。
And the high priest asked them, "Why didn't you arrest him?"
那这个大祭司就质问他们说：“你为什么没有去逮捕他
？”We never heard a man speak like him.
这些士兵就说：“我们没有听过有人
，It's really quite amazing，
就讲话有如他一般，这是多么的奥妙。
Because of his speaking, they cannot arrest him.
就是因为他讲话，他们就没有这个能力来逮捕他。
Because he's filled with God's word and filled with God's spirit.
因为他是被神的道理、神的灵充满。
So that's why the Holy Spirit is the master of the sword.
就好像这样子，这个圣灵就是这个宝剑。
If we are not master of the sword, if we are not master of the sword, if we ourselves not filled with God's spirit and cannot be the master of the sword,
如果说我们不是这个宝剑的主人的话
，then to read the Bible is useless.
那我们来读圣经其实是没有什么用的。
You know, there's so many theologians they read the Bible just like you and I.
这个世界上有多么的很多的一些就是这方面的专家，读圣经这方面的专家。
But why in the process of reading the whole Bible they become atheists?
但是为什么在他们在读圣经的时候，后来他们就竟然变成无神论的人呢？
Because they don't have the spirit of God.
因为他们心中没有被神的灵来充满。
And because of this, they use the word of God incorrectly.
也就是因此他们会被神。他们在使用神话语的时候，他们就用错了。
And on the end, they become atheists.
也就是这样子导致他们变成了无神论的人。
So why do we need to be filled with the Spirit of God?
所以为什么我们要被神的灵来充满呢？
Because only the Spirit of God can give life to the Word of God.
因为只有神的话语才能够把这个
only the Spirit of God can give life.To the word of God.
因为只有神的生命才能够带给神的话语这个力量。
Remember in the beginning when God created heaven and earth.
比如说刚开始神创造天地的时候。
And say the spirit of God hovering over the face of the waters.
就好像神的灵就在这个水面上运行。
Then God said, "Let there be light."
神就说在此有光
，and then there was light.
这样子，这边那边就有光。
The reason that the word of God became alive because the spirit of God hovering over the face of the earth.
因为这个。
The reason why this there was light because the spirit of God make His word to become alive.
为什么这个会那边会有光呢？因为这个神的话语。就把这个整个这生命就呈现出来。
So in other words, when we speak and do counseling to for one another,
就好像说我们在跟彼此来做辅导的时候。
If we're not filled with God's spirit,
如果说我们不是被神的灵
充满的话，then whatever we speak can never pierce a person's heart.
我们在跟人讲话的时候，我们没有办法穿透他们的心。
Only when we can filled with the Spirit of God, then when we speak the Word of God, this Word of God become alive and be able to pierce people's heart.
就在我们讲话，讲神的话语的时候，则是神的话语就可以活现出来，然后就可以穿透人的心。
But of course, we must have faith.
但是我们必须要有信心。
If we don't have faith that the Word of God is all powerful and the Spirit of God is all powerful, it doesn't matter how much we speak, how much we pray, we're not going to be able to use to benefit others.
但是如果说我们没有信心的话，不论这个神的话语啊，神的灵是多么的有力量，我们这个讲的话没有办法能够穿透人的心。
So when we use the Word of God to encourage other brothers and sisters,
所以当每当我们在利用神的话来。
Are we filled with God's Spirit?
我们是不是被神的灵来充满?
If we're not filled with God's Spirit, this word cannot become alive.
如果说我们不是被神的灵充满的话，这个神的话语就没有办法活生生的展现出来。
Because only the Spirit can give life to the word.
因为只有神的灵可以才能够让神的话语展现出来。
Let's go to Ezekiel 37.
那我们来看看以西结书
Ezekiel 37,
37章。
Verse 8.
37章第8节.
Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 8.
第37章第8节.
Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them, but there was no breath in them.
我观看骸骨上有筋也长肉，又有皮遮盖其上，只是还没有气息。
Ezekiel already prophesied to the people with the word of God.
以西结那个时候已经用神的话语。 对这些百姓说预言了。
Even though he heard a noise and a rattling and bones came together, but there was no life in it.
虽然说他听到有响声、有地震，骨与骨互相联络，但是这当中并没有气息。
Why? Because there is hope inside. Because the minute you speak the word of God to those who are dead, then there's hope.
但是他们是充满的这个希望，因为他们只要在讲这个神的话语的时候，就会把他们。 这里面充满了生命。
And when there's hope, then you can, you know, pray for them so the Spirit of God can bring them alive.
每当他们有这个希望，有这个生命的时候，有这个希望的时候，就有办法能够让他们又活过来。
That's why in verse 9,
第9节,
also he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on the slain that they may live.
第九节，主对我说：“人子啊，你要发预言，向风发，预言说，主耶稣的主神的如此说，气息要从四方而来，吹在这些被杀的人身上，使他们活了。”
So the word of God and the Spirit of God goes hand in hand.
所以也就是这样子，神的灵与神的话语是有连带性的。
Just like if you want to burn a piece of wood,
就好像你要在烧。 某块木头的时候,
if we want to burn a piece of wood, you just put the wood out there, they will not be burnt.
如果说你把这个木头就放在外面的话，这木头不会因此燃烧起来。
And if you don't have the wood, we only have the fire, and then nothing will be burnt.
也就是这样子，如果说我们只有神的话语，就好像有这个这块木头一样，我们没有神的灵来使这个木头燃烧。
So if we want to burn the fire, we need the wood and the fire and come together, then you can burn it.
如果说我们 要使这木头燃烧的话，我们必须要神的话语，跟神的那边来的火，把力量把这个神的话语燃烧起来。So
if you want to bring people to life spiritually,
如果说我们要使人的灵命活过来的话，we
not only have to be filled with the word of God, we also need to be filled with the Spirit of God.
我们不只要被神的话语来充满，也要被神的灵来充满。Now
when I went to Ghana.
当我到加拿的时候,
there's a brother and sister in the history of our church in Ghana, seven brothers and sisters who died and resurrected.
在那间非洲教会的时候，我们看到说有七位弟兄姐妹从死里复活。
When I interviewed one of the workers,
我就去访问其中的一个工人。
Because he was involved at least two of the people who were resurrected.
他那个时候有亲眼看到说有两位弟兄姐妹 从死里复活。
And then I ask him,
那我就问他,
even though this person died for over an hour already,
虽然说这些人已经 过世超过一个小时了。
For example, one sister, her name is Mary.
比如说 有一位姐妹叫做 Mary, 叫玛丽。
Quite often she has miscarriage.
她常常就会流产。
And the doctor tell her that, you know, she cannot conceive anymore.
那就有医生就跟她说，你就以后不能够再有小孩了。
Because every time she conceives, she have a high risk, add a high risk to her life.
因为每次在她有怀孕的时候呢，她这个生命就会相当的危险。
So sure enough, she was pregnant again.
所以她不知道她又怀孕了。
And the doctor told you cannot, you know, work so hard. You cannot put your body in too much stress.
那这个医生就跟她说，你可能不要工作的太久，因为你不可能让你的身体就是承受太大的压力。
So one day her friend came to visit, one of the members from the countryside came to visit her in the city.
所以就有从这个乡野来访问他的一位朋友。
And the friend wanted to go visit the church.
这位朋友就要去教会里访问。
But she does not know how to get there.
这位姐妹不知道怎么样去教会。
So Sister Mary, you know, offered to take her to the church.
所以玛丽姐妹那个时候在那边就要去带这位姐妹去教会。
Because they have to work, they have to walk to the church.
他们必须要走路才能到教会去。
And it's a long walk.
他们是要走很久。
So by the time they got to the church, Sister Mary was not feeling too good.
所以当他们走到教会的时候，这位玛丽姐妹就感到有点不适。
So she had to go to the ladies' room.
所以她就要到就是到洗手间去。
And then she was there over half an hour.
在洗手间的时候，她花了半个小时。
Then one of the sisters went to check on her.
然后这位姐妹就到这个洗手间去看她发生什么事情。
And she saw Sister Mary, you know, was dead in a pool of blood.
然后这位姐妹就看到玛丽姐妹躺在她自己血当中，已经死了。很久了。
And this sister, she was a nurse.
另外这位姐妹她本身是一个护士。
So she checked her pulse and everything.
然后她就来就是查看她的一些她有没有气息。
And she came back into the chapel, say, Sister Mary have died.
然后她就回到这个会堂里面跟大家说，这个玛丽姐妹。
But that worker, the minute he heard that this Mary have died.He said, "Let's kneel down and pray."
但是这个工人呢，当他听到说这个玛丽姐妹过世的时候，他就说要跪下来祷告。
Actually, most of us would call the doctors, call the ambulance, whatever. But he said, "Let's kneel down and pray."
我们很多人都会在这种情况下要去叫救护车叫医生但是他那个时候的反应就是要跪下来。
So about an hour later,
然后在一个小时
以后 he went to see Sister Mary.
他就去那边看玛丽姐妹。
And she's still dead.
那时候还是死。
But he didn't give up.
但是他也没有因此就放弃。
He kneeled down and prayed.
他之后又跪下来祷告。
When he prayed, he kept one of his eyes open.
他在祷告的时候，他眼睛就一只眼睛睁着，一只眼睛闭着。
And as he prayed, he saw Sister Mary move a little bit.
他在祷告的时候，他看到这个玛丽姐妹又动了。
Then because of that, he had faith that God will resurrect her.
然后看到这样子这位工人就感到很有信心，他知道说神要来就是使玛丽姐妹从死里复活。
When they say the name Jesus Christ resurrect,
所以他就说奉主耶稣基督圣名叫你从死里复
活。And she resurrected,
也就是这样子。
And
他就从死里
复活。Another sister who died, he did exactly the same thing.
另外一位已经过世的姐妹，她也是这样子
去做。But in every case that our brother have died and resurrected, it all has to do with praying for them.
但是在每一次这种死里复活的例子当中呢，就是经历的祷告。
So spiritual speaking,
所以以灵里面来说
，If we want to resurrect our brothers and sisters who have died, you know, spiritually, we must pray for them.
如果说我们要叫这些在灵命里面已经死亡的弟兄姐妹从死里复活的话，我们必须要为他们祷告。
And the last thing, why we need to be filled with the Spirit of God.
另外一件就是我们为什么要被神的灵来充满
because the Spirit of God be able to search the deep things of God.
因为神的灵能够查看这个神的深处。
Listen to 1 Corinthians.
那我们看看哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
2:16.
第二章第十六节
I'm sorry, that's not 16 start from verse 10
从第十节开始
First Corinthians chapter 2 start from verse 10
哥林多前书第二章从第十节开始
But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. Verse 11.
第十一节,
For what man knows the things of a man except the Spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. So in other words, if you're not filled with God's Spirit,
也就是这样,
we cannot do counseling that is according to God's will.
我们就没有办法,
But on the other hand,
从另外一方面来讲,
if you fill with God's Spirit,
如果说我们被神的灵来充满的话,
everything that proceeds from our mouth will be according to God's will.
每句我们从我们口中说出来的话, 就会是根据着神的旨意,
because God's Spirit will allow us to search the deep things of God, which is according to His will.
因为, 神就会让我们来查看这个神里面最深的奥秘, 而做, 就是照着他的旨意来行。
And look at verse 12.
第十二节,
Chapter 2, verse 12.
第二章第十二节,
Now we have received not the Spirit of the world.
我们所领受的并不是世上的灵。
I see, many people do counseling in the world, they have the Spirit of the world.
这世上, 这些辅导专家在做辅导的时候, 他们都是只有世上的灵。
What is the Spirit of the world?
世上的灵所指的是什么呢?
I see, the Spirit from the evil one.
这世上的灵其实所代表就是那邪恶之者的。
If we don't receive the Spirit of God,
如果说我们不是得到神的灵的话,
then what other Spirit can live in us?
那这,
what other Spirit can live in us if we don't have the Spirit of God?
如果说我们心中没有神的灵的话, 其他怎么样的, 什么样的灵才, 又会住在我们心里面?
It's the Spirit from the evil one.
这会是从邪恶之者的灵。
So that's why we don't encourage brothers and sisters to go out and seek for counsel outside the church.
也就是因此我们不应该去 勉励弟兄姐妹到外面去寻找辅导专家。
You know, as I was working as a therapist for 10 years.
自己本身就本来就是在做辅导的。
And I belong to the Department of Mental Health in Massachusetts.
我所那时候所工作的地方就是
this mental health, this is a government group, right? Government group.
一个就是属于政府的一个机构, 就是 在精神健康上 帮助的机构。
So in other words, during that time, I worked with the best of the best of therapists in Massachusetts.
那个时候我是跟 一些 这个最好的一些辅导专家一起在工作。
And I know their private life.
那我也知道说他们自己本身的私下的生活。
A lot of them are divorced.
他们很多人其实都已经
They are adulterer.
离婚了或者是
liars.
或者是欺骗的。
And how can we go and seek for help from this kind of people?
那我们要怎么为什么会去寻找这种人的帮助呢?
Of course, I'm not saying all therapists are bad.
但是我所讲的并不是说所有的辅导专家都是不好。
I just want to give you an example. There's about 16 of us belong to this, you know, DMH group that we have in Massachusetts.
我想跟大家讲的一个例子就是, 我们那个时候在那个部门, 有超过16个,
We have some who's a lesbian, who's a homosexual, and there's all type.
那他们当中就有很多都是 同性恋者,
and they are the best on what they do.
但是他们在他们做他们的工作的时候，他们都是很会做的。
So for us, we don't. If we go seek for help from therapists, we won't even be able to get them to be our therapists, right? Because they're too good.
但是我们如果说要去寻找这种辅导专家的时候，我们其实没有办法，因为他们已经是太高等了。
If the best one, if they are like that, how can you know the one that working with us? We go seek for them. Be able to teach us anything that can be edified, anything according to God's will. There's no way.
如果说这些那么的 高等的 治疗师都是这样子的话, 那如果说我们去寻找一些普通的辅导专家, 他们怎么样才会利用的这个神的话语来辅导我们呢?
That's why it's good if we go out and seek for a therapist, at least seek for a Christian therapist.
所以我们如果出去要来找这些 辅导专家的话, 我们最好是找一些
But even then, you must be very careful.
就算是这样子, 我们还是要小心翼翼。
Because Christian nowadays, the divorce rate is still the same as Gentile. The way they commit sin is almost the same as Gentile. So we have to be very careful.
因为当今的基督徒, 他们在离婚上, 或者在行奸淫上, 其实跟外邦人已经, 没有什么不同了, 所以我们也要因此而小心。
But ideally,
但是,
We should not go to seek for any therapist.
我们不要去外面寻找任何的辅导专家。
Because Christ is our counselor.
因为我们的辅导专家其实就是主耶稣基督。
And not even our brothers and sisters.
其实不，也还有不是我们的弟兄姐妹。
But if our faith is, of course, our brothers and sisters is the next best thing.
但我们的弟兄姐妹将会是次好的。
Why? Because even for me, sometimes I need to talk to other co-workers and stuff like that. You know, I need help.
因为就算是我自己的话，我有时候也要去，就是寻找我的一些同工来，寻找他们的意见。
But I would never ever call my co-workers and use the work in the world, right, to for help. There's no way.
但是我从来不会去，寻找那些我以前在世上在工作的时候这些同事的帮助。
But of course, it's according to our faith.
但是这个也是因着我们因着信心而异。
But in everything we do.
但是在不论我们在做什么事方面
God's always behind everything.
神就是在后面在动工。
If we go to a therapist and we get help from them, we give glory to God.
如果说我们去寻找这些辅导专家，而我们从此而得到帮助的话，我们要就是感谢赞美神。
So only God can seek the deep things. Only the Spirit of God can search the deep things of God.
因为只有神的灵才能够寻找神的深处。
If that is the case, everyone else who do not have the Spirit of God.They're not qualified to counsel us.
也就是因此，那些没有神的灵的人，他们其实没有这个资格来辅导我们。
Because the Spirit of God is inside of us.
因为神的灵在我们里面。
Why do we need people who do not have the Spirit of God to tell us what we need to do according to God's will? There's no way.
我们怎么可以去跟那些没有神的灵的人来询问说我们要怎么样去行神的道理呢？
Let's bow our head and take a break.
我们来低头默祷。